So I need you to learn me about it, because I don't know anything about cage fighting. Is cage fighting real or fake, like that American wrestling?
It's real.
Right, so they actually sort of put in a cage and they just punch and kick each other, do they?
Yep, and they're mixed martial artists. In other words, they're blokes who are trained in boxing, wrestling, kickboxing, and jiu-jitsu and various martial arts.
Yes.
They're very angry-looking men. They have different weight divisions, of course, and they get into the ring and they're wearing just light leather gloves, yeah. Not boxing gloves, but light leather gloves, bare feet and shorts. And it's go for it. And
is there blood?
There's blood all over the floor of this cage.
Right. Does an umpire in lime come in and enforce the blood rule and tells them they must go off the field?
No. But it is up to the person who's getting murdered at the time. He can actually signal that he gives up.
Right.
But there are fellas, honestly,
If he doesn't signal that he's going to give up, because, for example, as in the photograph on the front page of the Herald Sun, he is being asphyxiated and does not have sufficient breath in order to convey the message that he wishes to give up, are you allowed to kill him?
I don't know about that. I think the referee, and there is a referee. He's a big,
in the cage or
in
outside?
In the cage. He's a big hulking brute. Mm. He has to be. Because if a fella gets knocked down, the other bloke is allowed to sit on him and just with his clenched fist, which has only got a tiny little glove on it, he's absolutely allowed to punch him, and there's blood everywhere, all over the floor and everything else.
Right. So does Premier Burns approve of cage fighting, or does he maintain the ban?
Well, it amazes me that it's so popular outside Victoria. It is huge in the USA.
Well, Bernie the attorney, says, well, if it's legalised in 146 countries, why would we make it illegal here?
Because we're a bit more concerned as a government.
Possibly because we're a sovereign state that makes our own decisions about what our laws are. Yeah. You wouldn't need a parliament. You just go out and say, find anything that is legal in 146 other countries and we'll make it legal here.
Yeah. And you're going to tell Bernie that he's an idiot, are you?
Well, we're hoping to speak with Bernie this morning.
Seeing that he was a heavyweight amateur boxing champion.
He can't punch me over the phone.